Financial, commercial, travel and media services to Russia have all been cut in response to the military incursion into the Ukraine. International governments and institutions have followed with waves of sanctions against Russian authorities and individuals. But have the impact of sanctions been fully considered? Today we're speaking to Gerard Zoltz, who is from the Forensic Integrity and Compliance Services partner at BDO Luxembourg. Mr. Zoltz, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is this the first time in history that so many sanctions have been implemented in such a short period?
Yes, this really the very first time that we have such a situation. I mean, almost on a daily basis, we've got sanction lists, not only from the US, but also from the European Union, the UK and other countries. Even Switzerland is playing the game.
Yeah, already unusual, famous for their neutrality. But where do we go from here? What do we really know?
Well, the amount of information to actually be looked at doesn't seem so large at first glance. I mean, hundreds of names is easy nowadays. You shouldn't underestimate the complexity of the task. I mean, there are huge challenges for the compliance departments, the complexity of certain names of certain companies. And naturally, also, the regulator has already indicated that in the coming weeks, they will control on-site how the companies have implemented their compliance setup as regards to economic sanctions. And to give you simply an indication of where we're standing, on the 11th of March, the CSSF has indicated that 4 billion funds have been blocked at banking level and 19 billion at investment fund level. And that's only the beginning.
So it sounds like this will become an ongoing and huge story, in fact.
Yes, for the weeks to come or even months to come, this will not stop.
Now, we heard in the news that some companies have taken unilateral action, for example, not to trade in Russia. Are you surprised by this?
No, because they actually fear this by public view. I mean, we've seen really a rise in postings, for instance, on LinkedIn, where almost every second posting has to do with the Ukraine crisis. You simply cannot stay in Russia if you want to continue doing positive business around the world.
Now, Luxembourg, of course, had already forced companies to update the register of beneficial owners. Does that mean we as a nation were quite well prepared for these type of sanctions?
Well, the business registry is under a wonder weapon, and although beneficial owners are known, other forms of shareholdings are not. So with so many oligarchs nowadays being targeted, with so many complex structures, it will take time. Also, a number of companies in Luxembourg have publicly stated that there's actually no hassle. They just pump the names into databases. It's called name matching, and that's the end of it. Well, for me, this is an underestimation of the complexity of the tasks to be done. Unfortunately, a lot of these people are influential persons that are on the list that hide behind very complex structures, and it takes a lot of time and efforts to actually get to the point where we know who they are, what they control, how many percentages in shares they control in direct and indirect manner.
This is going to be a huge job for somebody to find out who owns what, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, let's just talk about the effectiveness of sanctions. Fundamentally, do you think it was right for regulators and other institutions to try and take action against companies, or would it have been better to go against sectors?
Personally, it's sometimes very, very difficult to know how far certain companies are because certain structures are opaque. For me, the only way forward is on sectors because you're certain to actually target all the companies involved in this particular sector.
So, and this is because many organizations, they tend to operate just in one sector, so you can actually limit all of their branches. Is that what you mean?
Yes, I mean, just targeting one company, for instance, in defense. Okay, if they've got other branches without the same name, you might miss them. If you, however, as is the case, you target the defense sector in Russia, every company involved, whatever the name, will be targeted.
Now, the people, especially within the financial sector, the people at the front line of this are compliance officers. But they were already overloaded, weren't they?
Yes. I mean, the crisis hasn't helped. There's, however, a big issue. A lot of them are now concentrating on the Ukrainian crisis, and there are a lot of other sanction programs. Just so that people understand what we're talking about, if you just take the European and the American sanction programs, we're talking 3 specific laws, of which one is Luxembourgish, and over 90 different sanction programs. And in a perfect world, every compliance department knows everything about those 90 different sanction programs and all the thousands of different settlements between the authorities and companies that happened before. It's a huge task.
And does Luxembourg have the manpower? Do we even have the know-how to do this?
Well, that is a big issue. I mean, you cannot acquire this knowledge and the manpower overnight. It takes years. At BDO Luxembourg, we're in a very enviable situation because my team and myself, we have developed this insight over a long period of time, in my case, over 15 years, by helping and assisting companies in all sectors of activity on all aspects of economic sanction. But it is more an exception than the norm on the Luxembourg market.
But the consequence of what you're saying is that it's almost inevitable that some companies will end up breaching the sanctions.
Yes. I mean, the complexity is such that if you're not 100% confident and you know what you're doing, there might be gaps that will have as a consequence that there will be some sanctions infringement.
Now, we, of course, are very familiar here about the financial sector, but what about the non-financial sector in Luxembourg?
Well, for the non-financial sector, it's actually even more complicated because there's a notion called the origin of the chain. What does this mean? It means if a Luxembourg company sells some goods to another company outside of Russia, maybe in Italy, and this company is not on any sanction list, but if this Italian company then resells or retransfers these goods to a company in Russia or a company that's on the sanction list, it will be the Luxembourg commercial company that will be hit for infringement. Why? Because they should or could have known that the end user of the goods is not the Italian company.
Right. Just so I can be clear about this. So you're saying that if I'm a Luxembourgish company and I produce nuts and bolts, but they end up being used by a company in Russia for which there are sanctions against, it's actually my responsibility to know that?
Yes.
But how could I know that?
You should or could have known.
Should have known. Goodness me. This is going to be good money for lawyers, I feel, in years to come. Now, we started this podcast by asking, have the impact of sanctions been fully considered? From your perspective, what's the conclusion?
No, I mean, the complexity and also the reactivity as regards sanction compliance has been underestimated by many companies. I mean, when you talk about sanction compliance, you have an obligation to perform. There's no maneuvering space for failure or partial implementation. You just need to perform to the maximum.
And that was Gerard Zolt from BDO Luxembourg. Mr. Zolt, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was the first in our series of BDO podcasts on paperjam.lu. Make sure that you come back to tune in for the next one.